Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits, episode 26. I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
And I'm John.
And today, this is the first of two episodes where we depart from the shores of Great Britain and go down south to Mexico. This episode, we're doing tequila, and next episode, we're going to be doing mezcal. Now, what are the differences, you might ask yourself?
Yes, Marlis. What are the differences?
Well, all tequilas are mezcals, but not all mezcals are tequila.
Oh, it sounds like one of those horrible tests.
I know. Yeah. Basically, like both scotch and bourbon are whiskeys, you know.
Right.
So basically, all mezcals are made from an agave plant. But tequila is made from only one kind of agave, namely the blue agave, I think. Yes, that's it. I won't try the Spanish name.
Oh, come on.
I know. And there's not, they're made in different regions of Mexico, and there's some overlap, but mezcal is made from a lot of different kinds of agaves and in a lot more places, although largely in Oaxaca. They're distilled differently, and tequila is typically produced by steaming agave inside industrial ovens before being distilled two or three times in copper pots. Mezcal, on the other hand, is cooked inside earthen pits that is lined with lava rocks and filled with wooden charcoal before being distilled in clay pots. Now, I've read some stuff while we were getting ready for this that said, yes, that's kind of the romantic view, but more and more mezcal distillers are using more modern techniques. So don't get too caught up in the wood fire and the lava rocks, because I'm not sure that that's true at all.
And it would also hurt if you got caught up.
Well,
in
yes,
wood fire,
yes.
And lava rocks.
In general,
very
avoid
hot.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Not molten lava rocks.
No.
But they would still burn you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, but if they were hot.
Well, okay.
They would burn up the agave, too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it would be bad.
That's true. Lava rocks in general don't hurt you, unless you step on them.
Right.
Then they
or
won't.
Someone throws it at you.
Oh, that's
true. That's true.
Yeah. In general, they can be very dangerous.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Then they're aged in oak barrels, and for the two spirits, there's different kinds of aging notes. Tequila comes in three varieties. Blanco, which is aged for 0 to 2 months. Reposado, which is aged from 2 to 12 months. And Añejo, which is aged 1 to 3 years. Now, today we have a Reposado, an Añejo, and an Extra Añejo, which was 8 years in American oak.
So we should probably do the little bottle.
No. Pedrino, that's the Reposado, isn't
it? Yeah, but I thought the other one was... Oh, we don't have a Blanco.
No, we don't have a Blanco.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that in Spanish?
My bad. You are very bad.
No, sorry. But with the accent.
Yeah, I obviously can't do that. So
none of us speak Spanish. That's okay.
Okay. So that's basically about all we know about tequila. It's made...
In a nutshell.
Yeah. The distillers are really trying to reposition it. You know, it was known as only a mixer. You only got it in Mexican restaurants. You used it to get really drunk really fast, that kind of thing. And now they're...
And you still can.
Well, yes, yeah. But now they're trying to do limited editions and
elevate
really...
it a little.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first
one would be the El Padrino, the Reposado, as I say in my lovely American accent.
Mm-hmm.
And El Padrino, or the Godfather, is apparently another line of liquor that is only sold at Total Wine & More, which we did not know until I looked it up like an hour ago. So
Well, after we
purchased it. And apparently we need to check a little more thoroughly. We like to go and just look at the shelves and pick something. So
yeah.
Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because not everybody has Total Wine & More. A lot of states have state-owned liquor stores, and more than likely you won't be able to get this there, but I guess you can find out. But the El Padrino, Reposado, 100% pure blue agave, and after pot distillation, it's slow aged, which adds flavors of oak and caramel with a complex finish.
Mm-hmm.
They say an excellent sipping tequila or for high-end tequila cocktails. Let's see if I have anything else that would... this says it's been aged in oak between 2 and 11 months prior to bottling. Okay. So, let us give
it a little whiff. It smells pretty good.
It smells lovely. Mm-hmm. It had a very high rating at Total Wine & More. Mm-hmm. Of course, at the time, I didn't know it was theirs.
They would rate it.
But it's like, this is our staff's favorite, you know, with all this stuff. And I was like, oh, we must get this. And then I find out it's
I don't know how to identify the flavors, except that there's a fruit, there's a citrus kind of flavor, mm-hmm. but it's not. Mm-hmm.
Let me see if this says anything. This one person rated it on the site that I looked at, and proof66.com, and they said that it had less smokiness than Herradura Reposado, which I don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. They're comparing it to something else that they have had. It has less smokiness and a little more burn. They thought it was very well balanced. And then again, John and I tried to go for something because we knew Marlis had gotten a couple of tequilas. So we tried to go for something that was, something a little less pricey. And this for a 750-ml bottle was like $32.99 plus tax, I believe it was. So. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was one of the least expensive tequilas at Total Wine & More.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't. They did have some. I think that this was at the lower end of the
spectrum. Okay.
It's good. It does have a burn.
Yeah, there's a bit.
It kind of wants to slap you around a little bit.
I do love the aroma.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's nice. There's a bit of alcohol in the nose and in the taste. It's nice and warming.
And no, we are not using salt. We are not using lime. We don't have chilled glasses. This is just straight up tequila here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're trying to experience the tequila in the raw, so to speak. Well, the raw. Tequila in the raw, not us.
That'd be weird.
Yes.
Even if this is only audio. Yeah.
Tastes like it smells to me.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not.
We just don't know enough about tequila. We don't have enough experience with it. I do like it.
It's got some sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. If I was thinking in terms of scotch, I might say that it had some honey to it, but that could be, I don't know if that's a character. But. Mm-hmm.
Well, agave can be sweet. I mean, that's one of the things that you can use as a sweetener other than sugar is made from agave. So I imagine that the sweetness does come from the agave. And it can have a honey type of flavor. So I do know about non-sugar sweeteners.
Yeah.
Artificial or from a plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pretty nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could smell that one day. Can I put it behind my ear? Put it a little behind my ears.
You can do that.
Okay, that didn't feel good on my cuticle. Apparently, I need some work on them. Ouch.
It's a little burny on the cuticle.
Well, you won't get infected.
Now.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just it, you know. If you don't like the way it tastes, just use it for, I don't know, cuts, bruises, and snake bites.
Mouthwash.
Mouthwash. Well, you might not like the flavor.
If you don't like the flavor, but you know, not all mouthwash tastes good.
Okay.
Anyway, so this does taste good,
Ms. Marlis. Next, we have a little bottle of Patron Añejo. The original Patron was produced by one of the oldest Mexican distilleries, and then it's been sold several times, and I think now it's owned by Bacardi. So that's... And this is Añejo, so it's oak-aged for over 12 months. It's a darker color, kind of a little bit of a gold, a little more gold. Although the Petrino isn't too shabby either.
To me, it looks lighter than that.
It might be. It's a smaller bottle, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're looking at the glasses.
All right. They're right in front of me.
I know. Those, yes.
I don't need my glasses to look at the glasses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Petrino's got maybe a little bit more amber to it.
I think this is a little bit lighter.
This one's like a lighter gold.
The aroma is not quite as sweet smelling to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tasting notes said that there should be oak, vanilla, and raisins in the aroma. Mm. I think I get some raisin.
That's funny because I get the vanilla maybe, but not so much raisin.
And there should also, then when you taste it, it will be the vanilla raisin and a little bit of honey. Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smoother than the other cochineal.
Mm-hmm. I get a bit of the oak. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
And the finish should have some caramel and smoke in it. Just imagine those little agave hearts roasting in the oven.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not at all a bad.
It's interesting comparing different tequilas because, I mean, I've drank tequila before, but I've never really explored it. Mm-hmm. And it was usually in my younger years and just to get. Mm-hmm. So this is different because you really can see a lot of difference in the aromas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really but nice. All three of these have definitely a different aroma. And right now Patron is smoother. I think I like the flavor of the El Padrino better so far.
Yeah,
that's fine. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of more of a sweetness to the El Padrino.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, and then the three Tres Amigos Extra Añejo.
I keep wanting to say Arriba. Sorry.
I know. This is aged 8 years in American charred oak. Should be radiant amber.
It's definitely darker than the other.
Yeah.
I don't know about the radiant part.
Oh, no. I'm sure it glows in the dark. And then there's
not irradiated.
Yeah. Nice. So there should be some oak and cocoa and floral notes and dried fruit and agave, interestingly.
No, I feel like this one, the aroma for this one is totally different from the other two.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's a subtler aroma for me. Unless my nose is just tired. But.
Have you been real nosy today?
Mm-hmm.
So your nose is tired? Mm. What have you been nosing about?
Everything.
We'll get into that later.
That is interesting. Now, if the Patron has a little caramel and smoke in the finish, this has a sweeter finish to me than it does in the middle, you know, when you first taste it.
Right, yeah.
It's very smooth, though.
It's sweeter. And, I think I get the oaky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely get the oaky.
For me, this is the one that is most like a whiskey.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if you're a whiskey drinker and have not wanted to try tequila, this might be the one you want to go for because, to try out because it has definitely got that whiskey finish to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got enough oak, you know, and enough of that char and enough kind of it's all soaked in. So it's got that kind of mature feeling to it.
It's kind of like, you know, when we did the gin, we had the one gin that's drank like a whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we have a tequila that kind of drinks a little bit like a whiskey. Who would have known?
I know.
If we hadn't decided to do this podcast, we wouldn't have known either.
No, not a clue.
Are those the three wise men on the front? No,
the three amigos.
The three amigos. I guess I should really put my glasses on.
It's like the wise men.
Yeah, it says three amigos right on the bottle.
Well, and I'm sure they were very wise,
it's another embossed bottle.
Yeah. Very lovely.
It's very pretty, and it's got these three silver guys on. Are those horses? And are you sure they aren't donkeys? I don't know.
So, and they're wearing, because they're taller, and they're wearing sombreros. And they're not the donkeys, the guys.
Right.
Yeah. And they're wearing sombreros. I don't know. It's just, and I think the way the bottle was embossed, I'm really trying to explain myself here, was embossed made me think of like the stars you see above the three wise men when you see pictures. Oh, yeah. So, and I didn't have all my glasses. They were on my head.
Okay.
And now they're on my face and I can see the sombreros.
Right.
The idea of the three wise men bringing tequila to the Timothy,
Yes.
All right.
Good stuff.
Let's all take a shot.
Lime, salt, and margaritas. I mean, what
better? Savior's born. Let's celebrate.
Okay. Right. I'm sure there's a Christmas song about that.
Yeah.
You never know.
I thought the Patron was, it had some characteristics of whiskey too because of the oak and the vanilla flavors and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I like that one a lot. They're all really, really good.
Now I'm trying to decide if I like the El Padrino better or the Three Amigos.
Hello.
Hello.
T.
Tequila obviously gets me going fast. Okay.
Yes. And unfortunately, drinking doesn't improve our foreign language skills.
Or even our English language skills.
Well, yeah. I was saying three amigos. I don't think that's quite foreign language, but amigos maybe.
Tres amigos.
There you go. I'm not going to try that one.
Okay.
Trace Wiseman.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
All right. The Three Amigos, or as I like to call it, the Three Wise Men.
That's my favorite.
I think I might be going be equal on these two. On those two,
the Padrino and the
Padrino and the Wise Men. I mean the Amigos.
Three Amigos.
I'm not going to be able to call the right.
Well, I know. Now it's either them or Steve Martin and Martin Short, and I can't remember who the third guy was. There was the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know who the third one is. But anyway, so John, which is your favorite?
Well, actually, I think the middle one, the Patron. The Patron. I like that the best. It's milder. It's not as sweet. It's got some nice flavor characteristics. But I really like all three of them really well, and I think that. My opinion on the Patron being, my favorite is only because
I think the Three Amigos is really good.
It is really good, and so is the other one. El Padrino.
The Godfather.
Right.
They probably got one that's called Vito.
El Padrino reminds me more of what I expect to taste in a tequila.
Yeah. Yeah,
it has more of the agave flavor, I think, and not as much of what you get when you age it and you put it in oak barrels and and char and whatever else they've done to these, but they're all really good.
I can't say that I would turn down any of these.
No, not at all.
Have you seen that meme of there's a cat dressed up in a gown and it. The caption is, "You call me mentally unstable on this, the day of my cat's quinceañera." I love that. I love that. On my computer, I saved it.
Nice. Okay.
Of course, my cat is male, so he doesn't get a quinceañera.
Yeah.
And he's not nearly old enough either. But
he just doesn't understand.
That's true. Him? No.
It's 2019. That's
right. True. How does your cat identify?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just saying.
Other than asshole. Yeah. All cats.
Oh, great. Now we've got to put another explicit rating.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
Sorry. It's okay. What did we say last time?
Shit.
Oh.
Yeah. So now we've said shit and asshole in this episode more than once.
I know.
That's okay.
Obviously, tequila is a bad influence.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I like it.
No, but it is. These are kind of eye opening. Again, if you've drunk tequila only in the Mexican restaurant,
or only in your margarita.
Yeah. Give it a try. Buy a decent one. One of these I found it would have been more expensive, the Patron Añejo. But I got a lot of liquor stores will have a small format section. Mm-hmm. So I got what is basically about half a regular bottle.
It's a little baby bottle.
It's a little baby bottle.
It's not like the airplane mini bottles. But
yeah.
It's
about a half size.
375 milliliters. Yeah. Which was cheaper, which especially for something that you're just trying is great. Yeah, so now they don't have a huge selection in the small format, but you can find something.
Sure.
Yeah. This is at Total Wine & More. I don't know. We haven't had a state liquor store in a while, and I don't remember if they had, the small format bottles very much.
They have a lot of those little individual bottles, but not necessarily for tequila.
There are tequilas in them. Whenever we go to the liquor store, I always look at the mini bottles to see if there's anything that I want to try, but it's usually the same old stuff. There's not a whole lot of variety. Maybe we should start a mini bottle liquor store.
Yeah.
Just all the mini bottles. All the time.
Yeah.
And these are all 40% ABV. So they're all, the same level of
Well, and there's so we had trouble choosing. There are so many tequilas.
There are, yeah.
So many.
I was surprised.
And then there's like tequila liqueurs. I was like, John picked up one because it looked interesting and it was a liqueur. I was like, I don't know, we don't want that. We're not going there.
Yeah, they had lime flavored tequila,
mango,
different flavors.
Was there a red pepper one?
Yeah,
there's a red
actually,
pepper.
Actually, that was the first one I picked up.
Yeah,
was interesting.
Red so yeah, there are many. They've just bastardized it, but anyway.
That's okay.
I don't believe in putting fruit in my alcohol too much. Not too much, except for that lemon in my scotch. I that know. One
what
time.
About salt and lime in your tequila?
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, you don't put the lime in the tequila.
No, well, you know, yeah.
But you drink it and do it after.
Right, but it's associated with tequila.
Mm-hmm. Right. But mango is it, and they had a mango tequila.
Well, that's,
I know.
How do you know?
It's like marshmallow vodka. No.
People swear by that stuff.
That's interesting.
But I haven't gone there yet. I'm trying not to be judgmental because I might try it and like it, and then I'll have to take my lunch back. And
I've done that a lot.
So, but, you know.
No
vodka.
Oh, no.
No,
maybe
not.
No.
Be like the worm at the bottom of the
bottle. Yes, there's a crow in my vodka. What?
Be a huge bottle.
It would.
Oh, and we should say there are no worms in any of these bottles.
Nope.
We are wormless.
We're wormless.
That's it.
We do not want worms in a bottle.
Just tequila.
Is it tequila that has worms, or is it?
I think it's tequila.
I have no idea.
I had always heard that it was mezcal that had a worm in it, but tequila is also mezcal, apparently.
Yeah.
So who knows?
So anyway, next time we're going to try and have actual mezcals. Now, I thought the Tres Amigos was a mezcal because it was on the shelf with other mezcals, but it's not. So we will shop more carefully, and then we will have three mezcals.
That never works for us.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the time we bought the Highland that was on the Highland Scotch that was on in with the Highlands, but it wasn't actually a Highland.
Highland Park.
It was Highland Park,
which is from the Islands.
Put with the Highlands when they
put it in the wrong place,
and then it was not. So when you go to the liquor store, read carefully.
Maybe take your phone and do some research while you're standing in front of it, too.
Apparently, we should do that.
Yes, I'm just finishing up my El Padrino now, and it's pretty tasty. It's like, especially with an ice cube or so, on a warm summer evening, if you've got a fire pit, especially, it would be very tasty.
That would be nice, yeah.
And some chips and salsa.
Or some tacos, which is what we're having for dinner right after this.
Yay.
We are having tacos.
Yeah.
We can have some more of this.
Yeah.
With our tacos.
But again, it's like a lot of things that in the past we thought of as
not quite our thing.
Yeah, or just lesser beings. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, maybe you thought that.
I thought that.
I think of things with fruit in them as lesser beings.
Well, there you go. You know, but or things that were only mixed. You know, should only be mixed because they weren't good enough to drink all by themselves. But tequila will surprise you if you buy a nice tequila. If you buy a really cheap tequila, then put something in it
because
if you buy a really cheap bourbon or scotch, put something. You know,
we have proven though, Marlis, in all of our episodes, I think, is that even if something is inexpensive,
it's
still good.
Monkey shoulder.
We've had all kinds of inexpensive liquors that
tasty things
are tasty.
Yeah.
You just have to look around and listen to us because we'll try it for you and let you know if it's in you.
You know, we found several things, you know, between $20 and $40 a bottle that were really good. Actually, obviously not everything is, but you can. These days, it's so great because you can look online and you can get lists of things that people have already tried. And find stuff that you will probably like, and you might be able to buy it in a small enough bottle or get an inexpensive bottle and find something you like.
And again, these tequilas, it would be a great kind of party theme to have a tequila tasting thing. You know, make some tacos, some enchiladas, invite a bunch of friends over, give them at least three tequilas to try, and you'd have a lovely time, and people would explore and find something that they like.
So I know people that tequila, even just a little bit, makes them really, really sick. So
don't invite them. That would be bad. or give them something else to drink.
Some people may not know.
Yeah, have options. Have alternatives.
Sure. Then you'll find out.
Yeah.
We also have this lovely bottle of gin over here.
Yeah, we do have other options.
But I mean, it'd be it's one of those things that, you know, you can't always buy three or four of something and try them all out. So if you have a party, have each group bring one bottle, and you've got, you know, you can explore a whole new set of taste sensations.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I think that's winding up episode 26. Remember, next time we're going to do mezcals, and I really do like thinking of the wood fires and the lava rocks and the clay pots. And so we'll see. We'll see.
Well, maybe next time we can have it around a fire pit.
I don't have a fire pit.
We have a fire pit. Oh, okay. Well, we don't. It's not a pit, but we have a fire thing.
All right. It's like a chimney, but
it's it's like an enclosed, it's a fire pit with a chimney thing on it.
But it'll be cold enough that we'll have to sit around it. You know?
Yeah, that's true, and it might be pouring rain. It
might be pouring rain.
So that would make it really tough to podcast.
And our gazebo flew over our roof last year, so we try not to sit under either.
Crazy wind, and it took our gazebo and threw it over our house into a tree.
Jeez.
Where it stayed until I wrestled it down.
Until he noticed it was there.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. He opened the back door, and he's like, Where's the gazebo?
Yeah.
We found it on the other side of the house in the tree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Until next time, this is Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits.
Arriba.